This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. Let's just say this winter weather system has lived up to the hyperbole. Historic, if not unprecedented, snowfall totals have fallen throughout the region since early this morning. Schools, businesses, events have all been canceled in the wake of this storm. David Jankowski is with the National Weather Service in Tulsa.
We've had some moderate to heavy bands of snowfall that have set up across portions of eastern Oklahoma and are currently moving across northwest Arkansas. We've had reports anywhere from 12 to 20 inches across a good portion of northwest Arkansas, right along the Arkansas-Oklahoma border so far this morning. And additional snowfall will continue to fall through the morning, maybe into the early afternoon hours as the system pushes eastward.
He says the area could see locally higher amounts. Little Rock and Russellville still under a winter storm warning. That's going to remain in effect until 6 this evening for central Arkansas, along with those of us here in northwest and western Arkansas. David Jankowski with the Weather Service says the storm is due to a strong upper-level low pressure system that moved from the Pacific Northwest through the Rockies and over the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. And it's expected to continue to create problems and push north and eastward today, moving into the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley. Bitter cold is expected behind this winter storm for at least a day.
Behind the system tonight, we're looking for temperatures at least across northwest Arkansas to be kind of right around the lower single digits to near 5 below 0. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start to see a little bit of a warming trend start to ensue. Temperatures for highs on Thursday getting into the lower 30s. And then by Friday, mid to upper 30s. And then Saturday, kind of mid to upper 40s.
That's David Jankowski with the National Weather Service in Tulsa. And almost everything is affected by this kind of snowstorm in this region. Cities, airports, and hospitals have to go into emergency planning when such a winter storm is in the forecast. This morning, I reached David Cameron, the city administrator in Siloam Springs, at his office. He lives 3 miles away and has a four-wheel drive vehicle. I asked him if there is anything a city can do to prepare for such a winter storm.
Absolutely. I mean, like you have the traditional way you go out and put a brine mixture down on the street. But probably like what we did is we contacted outside, like our local contractors that are not in the construction world right now, that their equipment is sitting there not making money. And you get every piece of equipment that you can moving and have them mobilized immediately and utilize all the sources you can. And for us, that's kind of what we did. The crews got out at 2 o'clock this morning. We have other groups. We had just on standby, ready to go. And, you know, when they say 4 to 8 inches, you plan for something like that. When you see 15 to 20, I mean, it's all hands on deck. I mean, I've got guys from my wastewater plant running backhoes, people from maintenance shops, people have a backhoe out at the cemetery department, the parks department. It's very nice to watch a crew just go at it for a common reason and forget their department for a while. And that's how you attack it.
Is this an opportunity? You know, we live in cynical times. Is this an opportunity for a city to show, you know what, city government can work?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it. I believe we are public servants. And in a time like this, this is where you are to serve the community the best you can. It's to be out there and putting your best foot forward in these types of situations to demonstrate it's not just when it's all normal that you have these resources available and you have this equipment. It's times like this. And I believe for us, I encourage people, if they cannot make it in, to do it. But it's just amazing how many people I've got in the city today. I've got a very large staff here to answer telephones. It's just to receive it when someone calls. Yeah, I believe it's your opportunity to demonstrate why you're there, other than just the routine day.
Finally, can a winter like this, when you've had 3 or 4 storms that require extra work, can this take a hit on the budget?
Absolutely. We already exceeded, our rock salt budget and different things. But what the guys have always done, and historically, they'll absorb it some way in their budget. And if not, they have declared some of this an emergency. We'll request funding either way. But we've actually had to haul in material from Little Rock as we ran out of salt and sand twice. It's very unprecedented. I've never seen it here.
David Cameron is city administrator at Siloam Springs. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you.
And as the snowfall amounts continue to grow throughout KUAF's listening area, problems have developed for some people. The Arkansas National Guard is currently assisting stranded drivers on Interstate 540, which has been closed down. Captain Christopher Heathscott is Public Affairs Officer with the Arkansas National Guard.
Well, as far as the National Guard goes, last night in preparation for this incoming storm, we were tasked to activate about 40 of our troops with 18 military vehicles to assist with the possible need to help a stranded motorist up and down the interstates. When the weather came in this morning, it came in kind of hard and fierce and eventually led to, the way I understand it, is Interstate 540 is now closed. And so this resulted in the task to provide an additional 10 soldiers and 10 vehicles to assist the Arkansas State Police Troop L out of Springdale in order to assist them in accomplishing their mission of law enforcement. So we've got one trooper per vehicle going up and down I-540 in order to support their mission.
And if the situation grows worse in other parts of the state, other support will be brought in to help.
Well, right now we've got troops on standby in Russellville, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, and Conway, Malvern, and at the Little Rock Air Force Base. We got teams of six soldiers and airmen per team, but they are currently still on standby with the mission there at 540 being the most serious in the state.
That's Captain Christopher Heathscott, Public Affairs Officer with the Arkansas National Guard. Of course, this sort of weather creates headaches for anyone trying to travel or anyone involved with helping you travel. That includes people at airports. This morning, I reached John Parker, the director of the Fort Smith Regional Airport, and asked him what happens there in preparation for a winter storm like this.
Anytime that a weather event is forecast, we always check all of our equipment. We check that everything is operational, everything is serviced, spare parts are available, say, for example, on our plows and brooms, that extra bristles and extra cutting edges are on hand for everything that we expect as an expendable during the operation. Then we also schedule our manpower so that we can get the greatest value for the time period that we expect to have everybody operational, then make sure that logistics are in place for the event. Make sure your tanks that you fuel all your vehicles from are topped off and are full of fuel so that it's available to you for the length of the operation. And food and drink is pre-positioned for the people that are going to be operating equipment. And then in this event, we didn't know exactly how long it was going to be, so we made room arrangements if we need them at the end of the night after we get everything to a point where we can assure that everything is safe on the airfield. It may be too late and the roads may be too bad for our staff to get home. So those are the kind of preparatory steps we take.
What has it been like so far this morning as the snow continues to come down?
We operate based on keeping a particular standard for our runways and taxiways. And, of course, at a terminal like ours, we have commercial service airport or commercial service aircraft at one side of the terminal, and that ramp space needs to be where the airlines can operate. And then on the other side of that terminal building is where the general public comes and goes from the terminal building. So that has to be maintained as well. Entrance roads, parking lots, sidewalks, and all that has to be maintained and safe as well.
You sound as if you're outside. Where are you right now?
I'm actually operating a piece of equipment on the runway.
Well, stay safe. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
Oh, most certainly.
That's John Parker. He is the director at the Fort Smith Regional Airport. I talked to him earlier this morning.